More About Co-Housing with Lynn Morstead and Kelly Soika. Co-Housing Houston is a multi-generational, community-minded group of people who share the values of connection and sustainability. We're developing the first co-housing project in Texas, and we're really glad you found us today.
Hey, Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good today. Yes.
Very, very good.
Glad to be back on the podcast. I must say it's been a while.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I wanted to talk about something today because I've been thinking about this. You and I are the public facing side of Co-Housing Houston as it pertains to the info sessions that we put out. And so, you know, for anybody who is considering looking at Co-Housing Houston, come to one of our info sessions. You will,
yes,
you will get to come and see what we actually do present. But I was thinking about this, that we do these, you know, info sessions. We've got a kind of set piece of information that we convey. And some of it is project related and some of it is co-housing related. But the thing that we really try to get across is that co-housing offers this sense of community that you can't get elsewhere. And so we talk about a lot of ways, right? Like that it is specifically designed for community so that you can bump into each other. There's space for, you know, community activities. And we talk a lot about that. And then I was thinking, I wonder if some people feel like this is maybe like a really intense thing, you know, like, ooh, if I move into co-housing, is it going to feel like, you know, a week away at summer camp where I come home and I need to sleep for 3 days because it was like, rah, rah, all the time, you know? Like,
yeah, or they might lose their privacy somehow, you know?
Yeah, yeah, might lose their privacy. Or,
agency. They might get sucked up into this thing that takes over their life,
Right. Is it a carnival or is it co-housing? Yeah, you know, and I think it's important for us to break out the ways that co-housing does support community, because otherwise it's just like people saying it like, blah, blah, you're going to feel a greater sense of community. I think it's important to be specific about how and why. But I also think it's important to understand that, you know, there is a huge difference in learning about co-housing initially, where you kind of become an expert quickly. You know, you need to make a decision. Is this for me? Is it not for me? Do I want to be an explorer? Do I not want to be an explorer? So you have this kind of very expert in a minute, and it's for a minute. You know, if you're in a forming group, you're not really going to always talk about co-housing at the same level. So, okay, how much do you think you talk about co-housing, Lynn? That's my question.
Oh, my gosh. Well.
Every day, do you think? Do you think you mention it every day to someone?
I have been for sure, but I have to tell you, I just came back from a lunch with a group of people who I've been, you know, telling the story to for a long time. Now, none of them, I've weeded out anybody who might be a contender. So I don't have my marketing hat on with that group anymore. And what I've noticed is that they are all still wildly curious because this to them, it feels so foreign. They're trying to understand why I would do this. And I noticed today they wanted to talk about it and I just didn't. I wanted to talk about the movies they'd seen, what they did at Christmas, what their travel plans are for 24. I was just like, I'm done. I'll get it up, you know, and rise to the occasion. If there was one person in that group who would have been a possibility to become part of our group, I'd be 100% back. But for every, it's like that piece of it that is me moving forward is becoming more and more integrated into who I am, who I'm going to be in the future. And it's, you know, it's not something that I focus on. So I'll give you another example is for me, as you were talking, I was thinking about being a parent. You know, when you are first a parent, you're all consumed because you're trying to figure it out because it's hard. It's different. You need to share with other people. But once you kind of get into your rhythm, you talk less and less and less and less about it because you're in a flow. These are just people in your life and you have a new way of being with them, but you don't have to, you know, bring that into every conversation. Now,
yes. Oh, you know, I totally agree. I totally, this is one of the things that I think makes me kind of a bad personal marketer, maybe. It's because I don't usually talk about it. Co-housing requires a lot of explanation to people who don't know anything about it. And when you're in marketing mode, that's one thing, you know, because you're ready to like tell everybody all the things and you launch into it. But I mean, in the rest of my life, though, I'm not always like, oh, hey, I'm Kelly with co-housing, you know, not at all. Like, It's because then people are like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, I
Yeah.
was really just trying to bond with you
Yeah.
over our, shared cross-country runners, rather than I
Yeah.
was trying to divert the conversation in this other way.
Well, I think because eventually you're moving into a space with something that you've so integrated, it doesn't define you. And I think about friends of mine who've gone through cancer who refuse to talk about cancer because they say, I do not want that to define my life. I want to be talking about the things that I'm doing that are new and interesting and the things that inspire me and the things that make me creative and a valued member of my community. But it's not this thing that I'm working hard to put aside. And I'm working very hard to put aside these empty units that we have. And so, I don't want it to define me though.
Well, I wonder too if there is a phase of kind of when you first learn about it or when you first are considering moving in where you are trying to kind of to refashion what you think about yourself. And so it is a little bit easier to talk about co-housing. When you first made the decision or when you're first thinking about it or whatever, there's kind of this time where it is something that you want to share with people and tell them all about it. And then you kind of move through that, you're right, it becomes
Well,
integrated.
Kelly, this is something we didn't talk about earlier, but that actually is shining a light on this whole topic in a new way for me. And that is that often the people who bring the best message to a newcomer is the people who've recently walked through that path themselves. So if you think about things like ministries where people like the mourner's path, the people who really run the mourner's path are often people who are recently widowed or widowed because they have that, they still have enough raw feeling, they have enough understanding about it. Or, when you've gone through some sort of an experience, you can be the best mentor for that or the best explainer of the different steps of arriving to the other through the other side. So all of this makes me think that we need a new marketing team. We need somebody who's just freshly gone through this, who's got this kind of enthusiasm, passion,
Well, but maybe we could offer this though. So we're not the fresh faces of having just recently made this decision, but we are freshly thinking about the fact that we don't talk about it as much anymore, that we've integrated it into our life. And I think I joke that like when we first before we moved back to Houston, like I never talked about co-housing because I lived in co-housing. So why did I need to talk about co-housing? It was just like where we lived and it was no big deal and it was the way we lived. And then I moved here and joined the Co-Housing Houston, and Co-Housing Houston needed somebody who had lived in co-housing to start to explain and talk about it. And I remember the first presentation I did for like internally for our group, and it was like Kelly's personal photos because
I know that was so lovely,
but it was
Kelly.
like all I could say about it was like,
This
you're
was
my
my life.
family for the last few years, like this is it. There's 6 years of children and dogs. And so it was hard for me to kind of put words initially around what co-housing meant to me because I hadn't ever had to think about it critically. So maybe that's the thing that we can offer is now on the other side is like, okay, this all seems, like it's a lot or it's, intense or like all of the connection that people talk about. And am I going to run in when I joke about a 15-minute tax? I mean, it's a joke because it didn't happen every single time you walked
Sure, sure.
in
But
the door.
you've got
But
people
sometimes,
worried.
yeah, I know, right, Nana? Maybe we're making people
I'm
worried.
going to have to wear an invisibility blanket to get to my car so that I can be
Put
there
in
on
the
time.
AirPods and just go. But I just think that maybe that's what we can offer is this other side of, it's just you're living your own life at the pace that you choose to live it.
Well, this is great. I'm so glad this came up today. Well, let me ask you, because I think it might change the way we talk about some of the conclusions of our info sessions, is to kind of like do a counterbalance, kind of a check-in on that. But let me ask you, as we're kind of we're doing a little bit of a shorter podcast today, I want to ask you an important transition question here. So as we are moving in, what do you think it's going to be like for you to really transition back to where you were? And your whole family's different now, right? And your life is different. And how do you see, do you have any thoughts? I mean, who knows how it'll really work out, but when you think about it, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Well, I think as it pertains to this topic, I think I'll not be talking about cohousing again. You know,
Yeah,
I
you
think
go
I'll go
back
right
to
back
where you
to
were.
right back to where I am. And people will ask me where I live, and I'll give them most likely a geographic location as opposed to a, you know, a social construct and an answer in a sentence rather than a paragraph. I think that I will very quickly return back to that as a.
Interesting.
How about you? Do you think it will be easy for you to let go of your kind of marketing
Oh,
bent?
definitely. I mean, I think if you'd cut me off, if we'd moved in earlier, but like I'm really at the I'm having a hard time hanging on to that stage of this. Like I'm feeling a huge pull out back into my life because this has gone on longer than I think I would have expected. And would have I done that, made that commitment at my age? I don't know. I know pretty much 100%+ is all going to be worth it, but I'm starting to think of all the things that I'm going to do and really let rise up to the top when we move on, so that my best way of transitioning is create a pull elsewhere, so that I'm forced to let go of things. And I'm really looking forward to just moving into kind of back to my life instead of I'm not looking for any leadership positions. And like I've noticed for the last 10 years, I've quit doing a lot of leadership things. Every now and then I'll get into something, but this has kind of run against that grain. And so I'm really looking forward to having everything kind of flow in the same direction more with a little bit. It's other people's turns, to sort of start stepping up. And we're starting to see some step up. So I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah.
Definitely.
It will be a change. More to come later. There will be a podcast someday, like what was our vision about doing this versus about how it actually turned out? And I have no idea about that. Could be totally surprised.
Excellent. Well, thanks all for tuning in, and we'll keep you posted on how the
Yeah.
transition goes from a forming group into a moving in group as we
Sounds
go.
great.
Yay.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks for stopping by today. We're so glad you clicked on our episode. For more information about our project, Cohousing Houston, go to www.cohousinghouston.com and subscribe to our newsletter. For general information about cohousing, we like cohousing.org. We're active on social media, so check out what's happening on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under Cohousing Houston.